Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sound of Power. You are listening now to a time of intercessory prayer with the Prophetic Intercessors Network. Thank you so much for calling in on this morning and joining us in this time of intercessory prayer. At this time, we're going to release the lines to see if there are any prayer requests as we prepare to get started on this morning. Our lines are open. If you have a prayer request, please feel free to share it at this time. Amen. Well, we have no requests this morning. We're going to go ahead and get started with our time of intercessory prayer. We're going to ask that each intercessor keep their time at about 7 minutes. We're going to have Carla to open us up, followed by, you're at work, Carla? Okay.
Yes,
thank you. Okay, thank you. I know I see Sharon. I see Janelle. Do I see Janelle? And
yes.
Cheryl. Praise the Lord. And Cheryl?
Good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and open up prayer this morning. We're going to have Sharon to open, Cheryl to follow, Janelle to follow Cheryl, and then I would, and then I will come back and close it out. Let's please keep this time to 7 minutes. Thanks of God. Amen. We're going to open up our lines now. Let's please go forth in prayer. Let's remember the cares and the concerns of our nation, our community, the body of Christ, as we go before the Lord on this morning. Sharon, please go ahead and open us up.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, your loving kindness that you show towards us. We thank you for this day, God, that you've made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. God, we come this morning asking you to forgive us. We need you to hear our prayers this morning, oh God. We thank you for allowing us this privilege to gather in your name for one purpose, oh God. And so, God, this morning, before we ask you for anything, we thank you for everything. But, God, we need you. God, we need your hand. We need you to hear our prayer, oh God. And this morning we lift up, oh God, the PEN ministry, and we lift up the conference, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would lead us and guide us, that you would direct us, that you would give us, oh God, what we need. We are standing here as your vessels, oh God. We need you, God, to allow your spirit to rest on us, God, that you would cause our minds to be creative, God, that you would bind us together as one, oh God. We pray, oh God, that as we even launch other chapters, God, that you would be in the midst. So, God, we call the souls, we call the warriors to arise from the north, from the south, from the east, oh God, from the west. We pray, oh God, that you would have your way. God, we pray for your people, those, oh God, that are connected to us, those, oh God, that need and want to be at the conference, those, oh God, that just need prayer. God, we ask that you would draw them, those that need to know how to pray. God, draw them. And then, God, we pray for everyone that will take a position at the conference. We lift up the speakers, oh God. We pray, oh God, even for those that are the members of PEN. We ask, oh God, that you would deal with us, that you would touch us, that you would move on our behalf, God. And then, God, we even pray for our personal prayers, God, those that are on the line. God, we ask that you would have your way, God, and move in our lives, oh God, even as we sacrifice our time, God, as we pray, as we stand in the gap, as we are vessels for you, oh God. We ask, oh God, that your Spirit would dwell with us, oh God, that you would be with us, that you would season our tongue with words, that you would show us, oh God, how to pray, that God, you would give us your heart's desire to pray, oh God. We don't want to pray amiss. We don't just want to be, God, doing things for form or fashion, but God, we invite you in and we say, oh God, have your way. Move, oh God, on November 11th. Send the power of the Holy Ghost, oh God. Cause it to rest, rule, and abide, not just on that day, but God, don't allow us to leave and ever be the same. God, we are crying out to you this morning. We need your hand. We need you, oh God. We need your direction. We need you, oh God, to bless us in areas where there are lack, oh God. So God, we say, stir up, oh God, everyone that has been assigned to come to this conference, oh God. We ask that you would place it in their heart, place it on their mind, oh God, and cause their will to be in alignment with your will. So God, we say this morning, let your kingdom come, and God, let your will be done. We realize, oh God, that you are calling us to pray. Now God, give us the will, the desire, oh God, and the know how to pray, oh God. We want to pray, oh God, and we want to be fervent prayers, oh God. We want to be effective in our prayer, oh God. And so, God, we need your hand and we need your anointing. God, this morning we say, let your kingdom come, and God, let your will be done. And we ask it all in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. We believe it to be so, and we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name.
Dear Father, we continue this prayer in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are grateful, oh God, that we can come this morning and thank you for your loving kindness, oh God. And we rose this morning to say that you are our Father and there is none like you. This morning we know, oh God, that because of your faithfulness that we're able to come just as we are. We come, oh God, casting our cares on you because you care for us. We come this morning, God, knowing that there is none like you, oh God. We come this morning with a heart full of thanksgiving, and we present our supplications unto you, oh God, and knowing that the peace of God that passes all understanding, as we keep our minds stayed on you, oh God. We bless your name, oh God, for intercessory prayer this morning, early morning rise, oh God, thinking about your goodness and your mercies towards us. While we were yet sinners, you died for us. And we, oh God, are thankful this morning for the spirit of salvation, oh God. We thank you this morning for every family represented on this line, oh God. We thank you this morning, oh God, that we can come, oh God, knowing that there is an opportunity, oh God, for a few moments to lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We exalt your name this morning on high. We thank you that you are our rock and our strength, oh God. Strength, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you're the joy of our salvation. We thank you, oh God, because there's none like you. So this morning, God, we present our families unto you this morning, oh God. We present families to you this morning, oh God, collectively and individually, oh God. We come this morning knowing that there is a need, oh God, to lift up our families before you, oh God. We come this morning knowing that as we're speaking, oh God, as we're speaking and declaring, oh God, that you're answering us, oh God, and according to our faith and be it unto us, oh God. So this morning, with God, we come this morning thanking you, oh God, that you're pulling down the strongholds, oh God, in the minds of our families, oh God. You're pulling down, oh God, the concerns, oh God, for those who have family members that are in need of employment this morning, oh God. You are our provider. You are the one, oh God, that knows our needs, oh God. You're the one, oh God, that can give us what we need in the very moment that we speak, oh God. So this morning we speak employment for those, oh God, that are in need of provision, oh God. But you are our
forth, oh God. And Father God, we ask, oh God, as they are looking, oh God, for the favor of God to open up the way, oh God, that they will be able to find exactly what you called them to do in this very hour, oh God. We call them forth, oh God. We ask that their cares be thrown into your hands, oh God, because you are a great and mighty God. Father God, as you are providing, oh God, and doors are opening, oh God, we pray, oh God, that they will be good stewards of what you provide for them, oh God, and that their families, oh God, in the areas, oh God, of finances, oh God, that they will know, oh God, that you've done it, oh God, that they will say, thank you, Lord, as you provide, oh God, provision, oh God, through employment, oh God. So we thank you in advance, oh God, for provision this morning, oh God. We thank you for healing of the bodies this morning in our families, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for those, oh God, that are dealing in their, that have sicknesses in their bodies, oh God, because of circumstances, oh God, beyond their control, oh God. We lift them up before you this morning, oh God. We pray, oh God, that their faith is released, oh God, that they're walking by faith and not by sight, oh God. We thank you for the anointing of the Spirit of your Holy Spirit, oh God, the anointing of healing being released, oh God, in the bodies of our families, oh God. We thank you for those, oh God, that are dealing, oh God, specifically, oh God, with cancer, oh God, specifically with high blood pressure, oh God, specifically, oh God, with lupus, oh God, specifically, oh God, there is a need, oh God, for cleansing of the body, oh God, the temple, oh God, the spirit, oh God, being lifted up, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for releasing healing this very moment, oh God, in the areas of God of muscular diseases, oh God, in the areas of arthritis, oh God. We thank you for releasing a divine healing, oh God, that you're giving what we need, oh God, in our bodies, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for reconciliation this morning, oh God, for the families, oh God, for the family structure, oh God. Father God, this nation, oh God, is in need of healing, oh God. We have turned away from you, our families are scattered, oh God. But this morning, we call for our families, oh God, from the north, south, east, and west, oh God, because you are God and there's none like you, oh God. We declare a new song being sung in our families. We declare that the rivers of healing and a sound mind is being released in our families, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that families, oh God, are being made whole, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that communities are being made whole this morning because you're pulling down the strongholds of destruction. You're pulling down the strongholds of unforgiveness, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for releasing forgiveness in our hearts this morning, oh God. We thank you, oh God, this morning that our families, oh God, can receive forgiveness this morning, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the love that you have, that the love that's being released even now, and that the minds of our families are being made whole, oh God. So we shout joyfully this morning, oh God. We break forth in song and rejoice, oh God, and sing praises, oh God. We sing to you, oh Lord, as you, oh God, are releasing healing and divine reconciliation for our families, oh God, in the areas that are in need, oh God. We thank you this morning, oh God, as our families are being made whole, oh God, that there's salvation, oh God, that you're pricking the hearts of our loved ones who do not know you in the pardon of their sins, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that they're going to be testimonies, oh God, of divine intervention, oh God, that families are being reconciled one to another, oh God. We thank you, oh God, this morning for marriages, oh God. We believe, oh God, that marriage is honorable. We believe, oh God, that the bed is not defiled, oh, this morning, oh God. So we pray and thank you for those, oh God, who are married, that have made commitment to you first and then to their spouses, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for marriages, oh God, that are grounded and rooted in the word of God. We thank you, oh God, for the marriages, oh God, that are sounding the alarm, oh God, of deliverance and joy, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for husband and wife that are committed one to another, oh God. We pray for those marriages, oh God, where there are team ministries, oh God, where there are husbands and wives that are laboring in the vineyard, oh God. We pray for them that you will continue to keep them, oh God, surround them, oh God, releasing your angels from on high for each one of them, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that they are pulling down and they're laying out before you, oh God, and declaring that you're God and there is none like you. We thank you, oh God, that they are moving forward, oh God, by faith and declaring that your word is true, oh God, as you have placed ministry, oh God, for teen ministries, oh God, govern their minds, oh God, let them continue to work as you've called them to do, oh God, for such a time as this, oh God. And we pray this morning for marriages that are estranged, oh God. We pray this morning for the marriages, oh God, where there's separation, oh God, emotionally and
God, we just continue to love you and to lift you, God. We thank you for everything that you've done in our lives thus far, and we trust, God, that you shall continue to do it. So, God, we ask that you would be merciful to us, God, and bless us, God. Cause your face to shine upon us, that very light, God, we will take it and we will be lights to others, God. We come to you today, God, specifically asking for your guidance, for your wisdom, and for your support as we prepare for our upcoming conference, Warriors Arise. Strengthen us to arise, God, so that we can effectively teach others through demonstration of both our words and our actions, God. Assist us in engaging in meaningful discussions, God, that will foster a deeper understanding of the intercessor's mission. God, let the recompense of our reward be great for the hours of preparation that we have poured into this conference, God. God, right now we just call forth the registrants, God. Let the registrants come in abundance and register by next Friday, God. We count that done, and we declare that it is so in Jesus' name, God. We call forth 100 souls to be in that conference, God, that they might receive a rhema word on that particular day, God, for their particular situation, God. We ask, God, that you would let the ministry that we provide in the Tucker area, God, set it on a course of spiritual change, God. Set it ablaze, Lord, like only you can do, God. Let the attendees and those within the vicinity, God, feel your very presence and desires, God, so that the depth of their relationship with you, God, may go deeper, God. God, we ask that the conference attendees would get saved, God, and that even those who have already been saved, that they would rededicate their lives to you, God. Let this conference be established, God, as somebody's new beginning. We declare a new beginning over the souls in attendance, God. Let them catch the wind of your spirit, God, so that they will take your promises to the ends of Georgia and to other places from whence they will have come. God, we ask that you would take us higher in this conference than you did in the other ones that came before, God. We ask that you would let no burdens fall upon any of us, God. And right now we just lift up our leader, Elder Belinda, God. We ask, God, that there would just be peace in her life, God. Hallelujah, God. That you would just bless her, God, as she is blessing others, God. We ask, God, that you would reward her handsomely, God, for her efforts, God, and bless her financially, emotionally, spiritually, God, and every other place in her life, God. We bind up headaches, aches, and other parts of the body, and anything that would come to hinder, God, and we just release your peace, God. We release your prosperity, God. God, we ask that you would just continue to give her wisdom, God, that you would give her the vision, God, exactly of what is going to take place on that day, God, so that she would be ready with a rhema word, God. We ask, Lord, that you would just bless us all to be a blessing to others, God. Make us distribution centers, God, to those in need, God. Financial challenges in all areas of our lives and monetary blessings. Financial challenges, we declare that you go. And monetary blessings, we ask that you would locate us where we are and that you would make deposits in our lives. We ask, God, that you would send the money now to pay for all of the expenses in full, God. And we stand on faith and we believe that it is so, God. We believe that by this Friday, God, hallelujah, God, we will have the testimony that everything is paid in full, God. We ask that you would do the impossible, God. Do what seems impossible to man, God. We ask that you would do it for your name's sake, God, because we know, God, that there is nothing that is impossible for you, God. And we are calling on you this morning, God, to do the very things, God, that we are requesting, God. So we count that done, God. God, we ask that you would send the people who are hungry, God, to hear a word from you, God, so that their hearts would be filled, God, with everything that they need. God, give us words of knowledge, God, that we will be ready to pour out, God, what it is that you have given to us, God, because you said that if anyone lacks wisdom, God, to let him ask of you who will give it to all, God, who will give it to all men liberally, God, and that you will upbraid if not, God. So we ask you for wisdom, God, in how we will conduct the affairs of this conference, and we thank you for that, God. We ask that you would give us how to skillfully deal with your people and how to finance this conference before it even commences, God. We thank you that even while we are speaking, you are yet answering, God, and we are just simply waiting on the manifestation thereof. We thank you, God, and we count it done in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, we bless you. God, we honor you this morning. We thank you for your kindness and your long suffering. We thank you, Lord God, for your kindness to us. It's better than life. We praise you, God, that your anointing, God, will continue to rest upon this line. We thank you, God, for the sound of prayer and intercession this morning. We thank you, God, that the sound goes up, God, to break and destroy every yoke. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, God, we thank you for a life-changing day. We thank you, God, for impact today, God, that only you can give. We thank you, God, that your hand are upon us, oh God, and Lord God, that you're using us, God, even as you see fit. God, I pray for everyone that's under the sound of my voice. I pray, God, that you, Lord God, would strategically, God, place us and use us, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, as you see fit, God, I thank you in the name of Jesus, God, that you would give us sound counsel, that you would give us wisdom and insight. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you would, God, anoint even the place that the sole of our feet should tread upon, for your word declares that you've given it into our hands. And so, Father, even as we go out, God, let us go out in wisdom and in understanding. I thank you, God, that you give us the anointing, God, to mount up on wings of eagles, God. Lord, that we might run and not be weary, that we might walk and never faint. Hallelujah. I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that even as you called us to run and not faint, oh God, I thank you right now, God, that you would strengthen our minds, strengthen our inward man, oh God. Oh God, give us the mind to do your will. Father, I thank you on this morning, God, that you are snatching down in our atmosphere everything that's not like you. I thank you, God, that you're giving us authority, oh God, over every principality and power, God. God, over every evil work, God, of the enemy, God. God, that you render it useless, God. And God, we thank you for clear passage today. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Ekemo Shande. Yando Rando Hosha Ma Sande. Yande Debesi Ando Rando Hosha. Yande Lamasi Ando Rande Beshe Komasaya. Yande Lamasi Ando Rando Hosha. Yende Lamasi Ando Rande Beheshama. God, to have your way. Yande Lamasi. God, snatch down everything that's not like it. Eko Rando Hoshe. We thank you for the anointing, God, that annihilates the works of the enemy. Yande bo shande kodurande be shama. Yande lamachi andorande be shama. God, we thank you for the spirit of worship today. Aya bo sha. Ayendorana mamamachi andorande be she. I thank you, God, that we shall open up our mouths wide. And God, that you're going to fill it with your glory. Aya bo she. God, fill us, God, with your glory today. God, fill us with your praise, oh God. God, give us the anointing, God, to subdue atmospheres. God, that every atmosphere that we enter into, God, that your glory will fill that place. I thank you that the glory of the Lord shall be our great and exceeding reward. I thank you, God. God, I ask that you would dispatch angels now. God, that you'll release them now, God, to do your bidding. God, everything that you have in store for this day, God, release your ministering angels. God, that they would cancel every assignment of the enemy. God, I thank you for it. God, every assignment that's not of you, everything, God, that does not, God, produce your glory. I thank you now, God. God, that you cast it out of our presence. God, that you cast it out of our atmosphere. God, that you would silence our enemy. God, that you would silence, God, the voice of every demonic presence today. God, everything, God, that comes to cripple us in the spirit. God, we come against every crippling spirit today. We come against every lame spirit today. God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you on this morning, God, that you would strengthen our limbs. God, I command strength now. God, to every limb. God, every spirit of infirmity today, Father, I cast it out. I come against the
mercy. I, God, a supernatural move. I decree supernatural act today. I decree, God, supernatural realm. I decree and I declare, God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. It called my Sunday. Thank you, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you now. We bless you. We thank you, God, that every distraction is cast down. We thank you, God. We thank you, oh, God, that you are having your way. We thank you now in the name of Jesus. God, that you are blessed. Thank you, God. Oh, God. We thank you, God, that what the enemy is for evil, God, that you are now turning it around for our good. We thank you, God, that every scale is being removed from our eyes. We thank you now that the eyes. Thank you, Lord. Do we still have someone to call? Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I am traveling, so I went through a bad area. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God, we bless you. We thank you, Lord. God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That no weapon, Hayabushi, oh, God, that is formed against us shall be able to prosper. God, we thank you. We thank you, God, for the sound of prayer. We thank you, God, that you're bringing divine intervention now. We thank you, Lord, God, that you are having your way on this line now. We thank you, God, Lord, that you're driving out everything, God, that's not like you. We thank you, Lord, God. Ekomasi, oh, God, that your spirit is having free course. Oh, God, we thank you that your spirit, God, is moving now, God, and that you are blessing us indeed. And, God, that you are enlarging the place of our tent, oh, God, that you are stretching out on our behalf. So, Father, we bless you now. God, that you would continue to have your way, God, that you'll continue, Lord God, to show yourself strong and mighty on the behalf of your people. Oh, God, that even as the righteous are crying out today, God, that you hear us. Oh, God, at the point of our need, right where we are, God, it came more shot. For your word declares that when the righteous cry, the Lord hears them and delivers them out of all of their troubles. Thank you for delivering us, God, out of all of our troubles. Thank you, God. It came more shot. Quarter and the whole shot. My God, that we're coming out of every situation, God. It came more shot. My God, that you're giving us everything we need, for you are the source of our help. Oh, God, thank you for our help, God. It came more shot. My God, that's being released right now. Thank you for the release of help. Thank you for the release of strength, God. Thank you for help, God. Oh, God, that's tearing down everything that the enemy, God, thought. Oh, God, that he would do against us. Thank you, God, for every high place that's coming down. Thank you, God. It's almost Sunday. I've got things, oh, God, that have been hard to move. But, Father, I speak today, God, to every spirit. Oh, God, that's been trying to resist. They're going around the whole shape. And, God, I speak to it in the spirit. Oh, God, I say it. And I command it to loose its hold. I declare freedom now. I speak freedom in the atmosphere. I speak liberty now. I declare liberty of the Holy Ghost. For he whom the Son is made free is truly free indeed. I declare liberty. I come against every bondage. I come against the bondages in the mind. Holy God, my Sunday. What I'm thinking, oh God, this path that's allowed us, God, I got to become stagnant. But I declare that we shall do all that God has called us to do. And I declare that we shall be all that God has called us to be. I will share. I ask for every negative spirit. I cancel it now. I speak to every principality, every power, every spirit that's been ruling in our hearts. Oh God, I come against the ruling spirits today, ruling imaginations. Ruling spirits. Oh God, God's failures. Ruling spirits of disappointment. Ruling spirits.
condemnation. I cast you down today, O Gorandohosha. You shall not reign in our atmosphere. I declare today that the spirit of peace shall rule. I declare that the Holy Ghost shall be our ruling spirit. I declare that the Paraclete shall be our ruling spirit. Oh,
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for exceeding our expectation. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us indeed. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that you are exceeding our expectation, that you are doing exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ever ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Hayamasi. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. God, we give you glory. God, we give you glory. God, we give you glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you glory for what you're doing. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We give you glory for this. Oh, God. Father, for you are still in control. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you are in control. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. For we know that the weapons of our warfare are truly not carnal, but they are mighty through you, God, to the pulling down of strongholds. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against your knowledge. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you glory for it. Father, we give your name the praise. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. For you indeed are God, and beside you, there is no other God. Hallelujah. Nobody compares to you. Nobody is your equal. Father, we thank you for this time of prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
In
Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless him this morning for this time of intercessory prayer. Thank you so much for joining us during this time of prayer. This concludes our time of intercession. God bless you. Go in his peace. Amen.
Amen.